You're listening to Radio City Talk. This is Game On with me, Matt Jones. And as it is nearly the new year, we've had the New Year's Honours List come out. And one person on that is from the Wirral. She's an Olympic gold medalist. It's Sam Queck from the GB hockey team. Sam, welcome to the show. What an announcement. What news that is for you for going into the new year?
Oh, it's absolutely so overwhelming. I mean, you know, 2016 has been an incredible year. So to be, you know, named on the New Year's Honours List, it's just, I'm just so, so proud.
You're on a list which includes some really, really well-known names, which I'm sure people throughout the sporting world will be looking over and thinking, yeah, he deserves one, she deserves one. What does it mean to you in the grand scheme of things of what has happened in 2016?
You know what? Winning the Olympic gold medal was just an incredible achievement, and I've worked for that for the past 10-plus years, growing up, being in the senior team. So when we actually won gold, it was obviously a surprise, it was a surreal moment, but it was something that we'd worked for and we'd looked forward to. But to receive an MBE nomination letter, to know that that's all gone through now, that was just so left field, and I did not expect it at all. So it's a completely different feeling of shock, but as I say, I'm just immensely proud, and to know that I'll have that after my name for years and years and years to come, whether I'm online ordering something or writing a letter, then that'll live forever.
Yeah, was it, as you say, just a complete shock? You didn't expect to see it at all?
Yeah, there'd been a few whispers that we could get one, but I would never ever really expect it, because, as I say, to be recognised by the Queen, who's obviously the most important person in Britain, if not the world, and then be invited to Buckingham Palace, having missed the opportunity in October, I'm just so, so excited. And to finish off 2016 the way it has done, I just don't know how 2017 is going to top it, to be honest.
So obviously you've known about this for a while. We're only just finding out about it now. Was it hard to keep it a secret from people?
Yeah, I actually, as soon as I got out of the jungle, my mum rang me and said, Sam, you nearly need to check your emails. It's really, really important. So I was like, well, that's a bit unusual. And I remember being sat down, opening my emails that my mum had sent to me. And it was the letter of recognition. And I was sat there actually with my boyfriend at the time around. I think I was sat with Carol Vorderman as well. And all I wanted to do was just stand up and tell everyone, because I was so excited, but I really, really just had to hold it in. So yeah, I found out literally the night I came out of the jungle.
And how did your family react then to that news? Because as you say, some of them knew before you then.
Yeah, it was only my mum and dad who knew before me, because they had to pass on the news and I had to reply to obviously accept the nomination. So they didn't tell anyone else. They left it for me to do that. So I've just basically been telling my family and friends very quietly over Christmas, and they're just super, super proud, as I say, just at the end of what has been the most incredible year.
We've had Tom, your boyfriend, on a few times. What was his reaction?
Tom is so, so proud. I mean, the expression on his face when he seen that letter, when he read that letter, was something completely different than when I seen his face when I was on the pitch, when I won the gold medal. And it was just a sense of really genuine pride, and he was just really overwhelmed. And to be honest, I don't think he can wait to go to the Palace.
So when is the date? When are you going to pick it up?
You basically have to choose out of four dates. And then after it's obviously been announced tomorrow or today or even, that's when you get to choose your date, and we'll find out what member of royalty will be doing the honours.
And are people, your members of family, obviously already going to be scrambling for tickets to come with you?
Yeah, you only get two tickets, I think. And then if you want more, you can apply.
There's going to be plenty of other sporting superstars there when you go. But it's nice to see so many of the hockey names on the list as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for the team, if it wasn't for the extended staff and people who have got me through the tough times. So I'd probably speak on behalf of the team as well, to know that only the 16 of us have been acknowledged. So many more people should be acknowledged too. And it's just amazing. Yeah, as I say, I just so overwhelmed. And, you know, it's, that gold medal again is just, it just keeps, it's just, I don't know. Look at me, I can't even speak, I'm terrible.
Well, when you get it, I mean, obviously you've already got your medal, you've got other awards at home as well. I'm guessing it's going to just take pride of place amongst all of them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously my gold medal will never ever, it'll always be there next to me. But MBE, to have that next to your name for years and years to come, for the rest of your life, and as I said, whether you're ordering something or writing a letter, for someone to say, oh, what did you get your MBE for? I would just love the opportunity to tell my Rio gold medal story all over again, because I'm under no illusion that, you know, Olympics will come and go and the gold medal hockey team will always be remembered back in the day. But, you know, when I'm 70, 80, people might not remember that story. So when they ask me about what MBA stands for, I'll have no problem recalling that story.
As you say, it's something that will live with you for a lifetime. You're going to have all those medals and all those achievements that you're going to be able to talk about. In terms of the future, it must be nice as well to be saying, look what I achieved. I can inspire people to go and do the same.
100%. You know, I probably first picked up a hockey stick when I was 12, and not in my wildest dreams would I ever think, actually, Sam, you know, in what, 10, 15 years' time, you'll be sat there with an Olympic gold medal around your neck and an MBA after your name. So, yeah, just pass the message on that anything can happen. If you want it hard enough, then go for it. Don't let anything hold you back, and I certainly didn't. It was only a year before the Olympics I was seriously considering quitting, and it was just one more push. And, you know, what, 6 to 12 months later, I'm in this absolutely incredible position, which I'm just so thankful for, because I definitely wouldn't have been able to do it on my own.
Have you ever been to the Palace before?
No, I was meant to go in October, but we'd already had a holiday booked a year in advance and couldn't change the dates, which I was mortified at. So I'm really, really glad I've got another opportunity, and to have Tom, my boyfriend, there, and especially my mum and dad to share the moment with me, I think it'll be that extra special.
Well, Sam, congratulations. It's a well-earned, and it's a massive achievement as well. And I'm sure the whole of Merseyside congratulates you on what you've done.
Oh, thank you very much. As I say, I'm very, very proud where I come from, and, you know, I just love it.